and the other side's rounded. Roshi echad kad, roshi echad chad, the same thing, like one end of it is narrow and the other end is a little bit broad. That's the simonim here. What's going to be beis roshi kadim if the two tips of it are kadim, are broad? Or else a beis roshi kadim, both sides of the egg is the same amount of narrowness. Timayim, the same in tamei. So kids, we have simonim how an egg's supposed to look. Chelboin mi bachutz, if the white is on the outside, the chelmoin mi bifnim, and the yellow is on the inside, Torah, that's a kosher egg. The opposite, well, let's say the chelmoin, let's say the yellow is bachutz on the outside, the chelboin and the white of the egg mi bifnim is inside. Tumeim, so kids, we have simonim of eggs. Chelmoin the chelboin merovim zeh bezeh. What's going to be if the white and the yellow of the eggs were mixed up together? If so, in such a case, you do, you know for sure, she baits us asheretz. That's a baits of asheretz, that's treif, you're not allowed to eat it. So, kids, so we have simonim of the eggs. So what's the shaila here if you buy an egg from goyim? You have to know from which bird it came from. What's the shaila? We know clearly how the eggs of a knife Torah looks, so just look at the egg and tell the simonim. So where it says, le'etricha chidashis te'chatuchais, where the eggs were cut up already. So therefore you can't tell. Chatuchais. Rashi said, the lekalameka ma'aduch t'risvagot, you can't tell if it was round or not. But the more of a livvig, still let's tell b'chelmoin b'chelmoin. Let's take a look at the inside. Tell where the white is and where the yellow of the egg is. So where it says, no, we're talking about now, but true first b'karo, where the eggs were already beaten up in a dish. So they have like beaten up eggs. So therefore you can't tell by the simonim. That's the halacha then. If the guy tells you from which bird it came from, you can believe him. For the Gemara, okay, Gavin is a true mizavnina minara. We're allowed to buy a scrambled egg like from a guy. Is that true? If the egg is chopped or beaten up, can you buy such an egg from a guy? I've a time learned like this. A moichrim beitzas treifle de chovim. A Jew is not allowed to sell an egg that came out of an oif, that's a treifa, to a guy. Elim came true for the kara, because if he sold him stamazai, we're afraid maybe another Jew will buy it off the guy, and then they'll forget there was a treifa, and you'll be machshel somebody. So the only time you let it sell to a guy, Elim came true for the kara, if it's beaten up in a plate, then you let it sell it to a guy. So the figure, therefore, the same halach applies also, that therefore, ein loichin mehem beitzim true face bekara, that a Jew knows he's not allowed to buy off a guy a beaten up egg, because he has to be afraid maybe it came from an oif tomei, and the Jew had the egg first and gave it over to a guy. So kids, you can't buy a beitzim treifa from a guy. So I have to tell us, our case here is talking about that you're buying a beaten up egg from a guy, and he tells you which bird it came from, you can trust him. We don't buy such eggs like that. So my answer is, Elarada Omar Abzeira. Simonim lav di raisa. I tell you now, these simonim we have by the eggs, it's not really midi raisa. Mean to say, midi raisa, you can't really rely on these simonim. Yeah. Di hochi gassinim. Elarada Abzeira, simonim lav di raisa. It's hanech simoni beitzim. These signs by an egg. Love halachah l'mashem sinai nenu. It's not really like halachah l'mashem sinai, and therefore v'leisachin lei. We're not samach on these so much. So therefore, we have to believe the guy that it came from a kosher bird. We can't just stam tell by the simonim how the egg looks, because it's lav diraisa. So merestach, and he brings a raya. Elam amazir what simonim lav diraisa, because di loy teim yochi. We're not going to say like this. If you want to tell me that really it's diraisa, if so. That we had before, Abasi said that Shemoinus Sveikis saying there are eight birds that we have a suffix whether they're Torah or not. The case there was the kurkavin over there was peeled off very hard with a knife he had to use. So it's a shaila if they were tummy or not. So the question is, how do you have a suffix about those birds? Lived or pervades them to do? Why don't we take a look at the eggs and see how they are, if they're round on one side and more broad on the other side, it should be a simon the yof is tahor. Ela, the teretz is, shemamin, it's a proof for me that simonim lav diraisa, that's possible to have a bird that's still treif, and the eggs look like it's kosher. So the simonim itself is not 100% proof, it can't be simcha dam diraisa. So therefore you have to ask the good guys to tell us exactly from which bird these eggs came from. So there's a question of so my hilchosukatani law. So if you tell me now Slav the rice of these simonim by eggs, so for what purpose was it learnt? Like for what din does it help? So this is what we're meant to say. Beis Rosh Hashanah, if both sides of the egg are broad, or Beis Rosh Hashanah, if both sides of the eggs are more pointy, or else Oy Chelma Mivachutz, if the yellow is on the outside, the Chelma Mivifnim, and the white is on the inside, Vade Tmeya. It helps us this much. If we have an egg and looks like this, we know for sure it's Tmeya, came from a bird, it's Tmeya, the egg is Tmeya. What's going to be though, Reishe Chad Chad, one head of it is sharp, Reishe Chad Chad, and the other side of it is broad, the Chelboim Vachut, so where the white is on the outside, the Chelmer and the yellow of Nim, so we don't know, it's possible it came from a knife Tahor, because these are Simonim Taira, but it's Pasav Dirais, it's possible it came from a bird that's Tomei also. So in such a case, for Yom Malachov, the guy tells us, Shalosh Ploini Vitoru, this egg came from a chicken, like this type of a bird. So then, Samech Alayim, we have a right to be Samech on the Goyim, that the Zichah came from that type of a bird, and the egg is kosher. But, Bistomo Leitismech Alayim, but if they stand tell you this egg is kosher, that you can't be Samech on it. If they don't tell you clearly, you can't be Samech on them. Yeah, Leitismech Alayim, Alayim, why? The Ikar, the Urva, the Domel, the Yaina. There is this aura of the raven, the urva, the dummy, looks like you're like a pigeon. So if you can't tell, if they'll think it's kosher, really it's not. So if it's only they know clearly, tell us which bird it is. So that's the simonim help us. Simonim do help us a little bit, that if we see these simonim and we hear from the girl that it's kosher, then we'll trust them. Oh, my mom, what we just said before, chelboin v'chelma merovim zeh b'zeh, if the white and the yellow of an egg is mixed together, do you do a shebeitzus a sheretz? You have to know for sure this deer that came out of a sheretz. For the moral of my hero, so what's negay to? Like the little just say it's treif, it's tomei. What do you have to say comes out of a sheretz for? Om ravuk for bachom aloim, it comes to tell us. Shem rikmo v'nikvo is metama b'chadosha. That says rikmo means noitzer hashem's b'teicha. If there's a little sheretz growing inside it already. And v'nikvo, Rashi says, that let's say you made a hole there, there's a neck of there, that's possible to touch it. If so, it has tumah b'chadosh, that's the chiddush, that has tumah of a sheretz on it, and the sheretz is tumah b'chadosh, that's the chiddush here, that this egg came from a sheretz, therefore it has tumah on it. Otherwise, that in itself is also a pshita. The chiddush is that it has tumah, it's like tumah of a sheretz. And the Chiddush says, even though it's only a small size of the Chadosh of a lentil, so it's Matama. Mask of Lerovin Ravin asked the question, V'dil mod nochashi, maybe the seg comes from a nochash. And where a nochash doesn't have a din sheretz, and therefore it's not Matama b'chadosha. Yeah. So as they have the Elohoma, Rav like this, Shem rikmo v'ochlo, nafkuminer is, if somebody, if the egg starts to like have a sheretz inside it already, and now somebody eats it, that leika leo mishum sheretz sheretz alaretz, it's not only yosem mishum a beit that's tameya, but you also have a love of a sheretz sheretz alaretz. Rashi says what? Shel nochosh doim l'shel sheretz v'tum main bo. Somebody, the nochosh doesn't have tumah. So maybe this egg came from a nochosh, doesn't have tumah. The teretz is rather not kumina is you're over the special love of eating a sheretz. Rashi says a sheretz aloretz. V'lo yashminun she beitzus hashlim wouldn't have told us that this egg that has mixed up the white and the yellow from a sheretz el tamei estam would just stam said tamei. I would have thought to say mishum meif tameihu. It's own yes because came from a knife, and therefore it's also eat it. But I wouldn't know you're over the special love of sheretz. So therefore, I told us no. The Yasubay Mishum Sheretz Oretz, a locket, I would have thought to say. Kamash Malon, it's called a Sheretz Oretz. That's a Chiddush over here. That this type of an egg came from a Sheretz Oretz, and you get Malkus for this laugh. For the Miyachi, if so, Ma'ira de Tumeya, I feel the Terenani. What do you have to say then, only if it has, in other words, it has a Rikma means it started, something started to grow inside it already. Like the egg is not just on the white and the yellow, but there's a little creature inside already. is so, even an egg of a toradika chicken should be the same way also. Yochim, what are you telling me? It's also to tame because the egg is tame. I feel the turnam even a chicken's egg. The time we learn like this when the pasuk says called hasheretz, hasheretz haloritz, any creature that creeps on the earth. So the rabbis come teach us efroichim shoniftachu einayim. Then the freich means the young chicken before it opened up its eye. It's bechal this lav. So therefore, even the young chicken, if it's inside the egg before it opens up its eyes, you also have the lav of a sheretz. So what's the chiddush to say that's tamei, even if it wouldn't be tamei, it would also be the same thing. This the Gemara answers, Enochnami, the Gemara answers, Midi Rabbanon, about this last thing we learned, it's only the Rabbanon de Kisa. Across Machta B'Yalma, it's only the Smachta B'Yalma. Rashi says like this, what Midi Rabbanon, how the Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, he says, if you have this Efreich, inside the chicken, that's also Midi Raisa, no, it's only Midi Rabbanon. By chicken, it's only us with the rabbanon. But by a tamadika one, that's a sheretz gomer heavy. Even though it's only a young chick inside the egg, that's called the sheretz already. And therefore, b'leikla dibrakai give markers according to everybody. But the chila rikma, if it didn't start to form anything inside, there's no sheretz really inside it yet, then he threw ikut, it's only also because it came from a tray for the kibbird, so it's also to eat it. But Malkus lekut love sheretz, so it's not called a sheretz yet. But when the egg starts to form inside already, has the same sheretz, that's the chiddush, that'll be over the lava of a sheretz oritz. But it's only by an egg from an oif tomei, not from an egg of an oif tor. That the Hidash and here, the rabbi said, for Eichim, Eshladif to Choyneim, it's only Midirabon. Tana Rabban learned like this, Giulei Beitzim Mutaris. Rashi says, Giulei Beitzim means Beitzot Temeya, Shinizbash Limatera. You have a trifadika egg that was cooked up with Eifes Torah. So Locher is Mutaris. Rashi says means Hatorim. What? In the same pot, right. You could tell the difference, right? You could tell the difference that there's one tray for dick egg that was cooked up in a pot. Yeah, still in the shell, right. And it's not bottle bereif. Yeah, still you like it. Rashi says it's chiddush. Bait some tamei, which is bash the matorim, mutaris, hatorim. That the Torah dick egg you still like it. Why? The maya biyamahu, flo yoyev taima biyachronaisa. That you cooked it up in water. And therefore, no tab went, the tab of the tomadika egg did not go into the toradik egg. It doesn't travel through the shell, we'll soon see why. So therefore, you're allowed to eat it. That's the chiddush over here. That's called yegu'ule beitzim, you cooked up an egg, a tomadik egg, with a koshadik egg, so it's mutarish, you're allowed to eat it. Beitzim muzorois. What about the Beitz and Muzoros? Rashi says, Sheinam Shel Zohar, it's not from a Zohar, there is an egg that the hen itself just rubbed itself against the ground, and that's the way it became fertile. Shel Shein Zohar V'yena Froya Kolut Bohem Loilam. Such an egg can never really produce, can never make a chicken come out of it. So such eggs like that, Muzoros, Nefesh Yofotechlam, means it's a good healthy egg. Rashi says, Sheinam Istonim. The person is not a nistanus, means he's not such a delicate person, he could eat from these eggs. Because such an egg could be a tanagol sat around a long time and never hatched. So even though maybe it doesn't look so nice anymore, so it means a nefesh yof, means if you're not a delicate person, then you could eat it. But it's mutatit. Yeah, one second, let's see what's there. What's going to be nimtzoleh koradam, let's say inside the egg, in this type of an egg of Beitz and Muzoris, and most people say that's all our eggs today. Our eggs today are not really for male and female, they just rub them and get them hot that they produce. So on such eggs, if you find the koradam, you find the blood spot on the egg, so zorek is adam, all you have to do is really just throw away the blood spot, and you're allowed to eat the rest of the egg. Hey, since these eggs cannot produce anyway, so you know for sure the egg is not like the beginning, it's not like an afroyach, it's not like the chicken itself.
Therefore, someone like Midrabon de Kisa, therefore you just throw away the dam and the rest of the egg you let eat.
Here, Omer Rab Yirmiyah, Vu Shenimtsa Akesha Shalom, someone if you find the blood spot on the Kesha Shalom, Rashi says it means Hu Zera Shatana Girl, Hakosha Shabroi Shakad, that's on the sick part of it, that's on the head of the broad part, Shabetza. O Mishom Yitzira Safroyach, Masal, that's where the chick starts to be produced. Now the chivon adayin hushom le nispaze b'shar beitza. Since the egg is the blood spot is right there, and that's the part that starts to form from. Silkach therefore oich l'shay let eat the rest of the egg, because this blood spot are not spread over to any part of the egg. Avonim salachem, if you find the blood spot on the yellow part already, then kulasur those things is also. Like we'll see later, question of the shod the tichla bakula and the spash by kilka bakula. The whole thing is like spread out already.
Yeah.
Well, yes, that's his loch again. What nimsala kura dam, zoraka sadam, yezoraka sadam, vechla zashayi. One review here, shnimsal keshlo, toni dustoi, avud rebi apteriki, you know, like this. That loy shonar ola shenim tzal chelbush, so as long as you find the blood spot on the white of the egg, that you can eat the rest of the egg. Avonim tzal chelbush, but if you find the blood spot on the yellow part of the egg, then afilu beit sasura. Then the whole egg is also, not only the blood spot, the whole egg is also. My time, what's the reason? To shoda tichla b'kula. Like this thing was thrown over the whole thing. Tichla means like this, losh rashi, Shichov Reyusa means the beard was shot throughout the whole thing. It's like that was before, then it's like start to form already, and once it starts to form, it's like moved over, so the whole egg was starting to be formed. So therefore, the whole egg already is also. That's called Shara Tichla, throw the kilkel, the beard thing, the kula. Oh, Malay Rav Gevim, Mebek Sil, the Rav Ashi Ibcha. He learned just the opposite. That Tony Tona Kamidabaya, yeah. Here Rashi learns what Tona Echad Hayishon Ois Lofon of Ibcha that Leishonosh Nimtzal Chelmishlo. Just the opposite. When do we say it's kosher? The rest of the egg was found on the yellow. It's found on the white. It's also. He learns just the opposite around. Yeah. But Ibcha Toni Tona Kamidabaya. That one Tana learned in front of Abai just the opposite. And the Abai who the Tritzin Alei, and Abai was the one that answered and said like this, Hochi Yom Achiskiya, that Minayin Lebeitzas Temeya. That's where Abai the Tiritzach, he could then mean him, Lashon Rel Al Chelbein. I know, one Tana learned the other way, and Abai was the one that learned it this way. I mean, Abai is the one that answered it this way, that Lashon Rel Al Chelbein, that when is it kosher, only found it on the white. If found on the yellow, then it's also. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Oma Chizkiya, Minan, how do we know the Beitzas Temeyo Shi Asur Minatera? How do you know the egg that comes out of a treifa egg, treifa chicken, that the egg is also? Shdem the Pasuk says, V'yas Bas Hayana, says Loshin, the daughter of this bird, the Yana. So the question is, V'chi Bas Yesh L'Yana, does it have a bird? Doesn't have a bird, doesn't have a daughter. El Rav Ezu, what does that mean? Zu Beitzas Temeya. Means to teach us a Chiddush that the egg that comes out of an Oif Tom is also. I would have thought to say maybe only the bird is also. How do we know the egg is also? Kamashman is Postik, Bafayana, that even the egg is also Tomei. For the more of a Duma, maybe Heinrich Shemai, maybe that's the name. The bird is called Bafayana. It's not the daughter of the Yana to mean to include the egg. Maybe that's the name. I don't think like this. The Sivis is clearly Bas Ami Li Achzor Kiyanim Bamidbar. So it says Kiyanim Mashma, the bird itself is called Yana. So when the Pasuk says Bas Yana, means to include the egg. For the Renovai Vok Sivit says Esa Mispeid Kitanim V'Ovel Kibnois Yana. Yes, it says also Losh in the Pasuk Kibnois Yana. See, the Pasuk calls the bird called Benos Yana. So where it says it means Kiyana Zush Masabela Sabanet, just means that this bird, Yana, that's his name, that's Masabel on his children. So the Pasuk says the kids are Bath Hayana, means the egg.
I book, so the pasuk says v'shochni shom benois yano, ki yano zu. Also, it says mashman benois yano is the name of the bird. The Eretz says no again, ki yano zu sheshechenes em bener. It means this bird, just the yano that lives with his children. I book, so the pasuk says techabdei nichaya sode tninim ol benois yano. Again, another pasuk in Shayo, that mashman calls the bird itself called bas yano. Mashman, that's its name. Now these are different. Tell me, you think that the beitza. So beitza bas neimar shira. If you tell me now the bas here means the yeg of it, so what does it mean to say the sense of bnei shira? They were singing to Hashem. So they are bnei shira. So rather elo ksiv hayana or ksiv bas hayana. The pasuk says both the yana and the bas hayana. Now v'shani yocho the posak sifra l'shtet posak told in two different tevois. When we deposit le safra, since the posik or the sefer they wrote in the two things without the tevois, shma mino trei shemus ninu. The real tag, the tag means two different names. Rashi says, well, the beitz ninu klum yesh lempe, v'kiyana zuvochi mashma kovel osu abnei yet chabduni, v'beitz in my kibud yodol mehanot mekid give kibud. So Teretz is what? So the Techabdein Yichai Yisrael Tenem Abnei Sayana. Now you are telling me Abnei Sayana means Beitzo is Bas Mei Mashiri can't give covered. El Aksif Hayana Aksif Bas Sayana. Yevishani Yocho what the Posak Sifu L'Shtet Tevez. That really what the two type of birds is the Yana is one bird and the Bas Sayana is another bird. So again the Kasher is that it's two separate birds. It's not an egg. So it's an Echlami. Again, the posak sifle shtetel the posak put two different tevis. Therefore, it means two different birds. Over there, Rashi Batati means b'shtei tevis. Here, it's like it's written in two different names. So therefore, it means two names. But boyasa could mean basayan, just means the egg. Elamiyate is called loimer. Also, the posak lu safra betray. Hachinami the Tati Shmeinin or two different names. Hamayosam b'shtei teves posak lo b'shnei shikun leposaklei. It's two words, but not two different lines. Havloch apilu b'shtei shikun nami posak. Here they made it two different lines. Here taka the basayan of it means another bird. So here taka means another type of a bird. But v'yosam the posak says basayan echam it only means the oif. So that's the limit to say that the oif, the egg. I mean. The egg that comes out of an oif's tummy is also. Which we'll see later on, the sugi is a little bit chiddush here. Because really we always say, hayotze, something that comes out of tummy is tummy. Like whatever comes out of a pig is tummy. So here is Rashi, we need a special post to teach us, the egg that comes out of this chicken is also tummy. Alright, that's a chiddush by itself. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here.